Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So we get to look at some viral TikTok videos.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
We've got a woman talking to her baby and trying to communicate some ideas to the baby that might be over his head a little bit, but I don't know. Let's see.
What? You may not touch my belly button. That's my body, and I don't want you to touch it that way. Yeah, you may touch your own belly button, but I do not want my belly button to be touched, okay? Yes, I am in charge of my body, and you are in charge of your body, and right now I don't want my body to be touched on my belly button. Yeah, okay? So you can touch your belly button, because that's your body, but I don't want my body to be touched right now. Yes, okay? Oh, really? Do you want your bottle?
Yeah, I'm sure your six-month-old baby can understand what the hell you're babbling about. I'm sure that's really sinking in. Your lesson about consent is sinking in with your infant child. And also, how just weird is it to frame this as a matter of consent? Your baby is touching you, and you're framing that as him violating your consent, your baby? That's how you want to, like, see this? That's the sort of the framing, the context we're giving this?
Yes, mother. Do I have consent to make physical contact with your mother?
Six-month-old is supposed to say that to you. That's what you're expecting. These people are such freaks. Absolute freaks. And I feel so bad for these kids. I can only imagine what's going to happen as that child gets older.
I take my kids to protests because I want them to learn to use their privilege for justice. I let them wear what they want and go to drag queen story hours because love is love, all humans are valid, and gender is a social construct. I ask if they want hugs because I need them to know that they have consent and control over their bodies and that no means no. I teach them about racism and skin color because they are not too young to learn. I never force them to finish their plates because I want them to have a healthy relationship with me. I have them tell me their feelings by showing me inside-out figurines because sometimes that's easier than putting emotions into words. And I teach them to love everyone because life is too short for hate.
This is becoming it seems like an increasingly popular, at least I'm seeing on social media more and more, this thing about you don't want to force your kid to eat because you want them to have a healthy relationship with food. And I guess the idea is that if you force your kid to eat, that you're going to cause like eating disorders down the line. No, that's not what it's about. There's a few things. Making your kid eat the food that's on their plate.
Eat the food.
It's about teaching them not to be wasteful, which is a very important skill. You put food on a plate and the kid doesn't eat it and then you just throw it away. Let me ask you, is that a healthy relationship with food? To throw good food away when there's starving people out there? Is that a healthy relationship? No, you make them eat it because it is. It's about not being wasteful. It's also about being grateful. Okay, you are providing sustenance to your child. You're making meals for them. You're doing all that. And even though it's your responsibility as a parent, they should still be grateful that you're doing it. And refusing to eat the food is not grateful. And also because you do have to force your child to engage in proper nutrition, because if you don't, if you let them take the lead, all they're ever going to do is, they're just going to be eating pure sugar. Like if you let your kid decide that if you had a jar of sugar, you know, in your pantry, they will just eat from that. Like sugar and wash it down with soda. That's all they'll eat. Why is that? Because kids don't know what's best for them. Kids will also be hungry, and yet they'll want to refuse to eat anyway. Even like they want to eat and they need to eat, and yet they'll try to refuse anyway because they're being defiant or because they're in a snit about this or that. Okay, there's one more. This one's kind of seeming to get passed around on Twitter quite a bit. And this, I believe, is a woman talking about her trans 2-year-old, if I'm not mistaken. Let's watch some of this.
Okay, so first of all, I will say that the process, the journey is ongoing and probably will be for potentially her entire life. But here's how it started. So she was designated, assigned, observed male at birth. And until about 18 months, didn't really, you know too much, just kind of was raising two kids, working full time, not really paying attention to what was going on. And at around 18 months, she started showing signs of like really being interested in things that her sister had and had in her closet and wanting to play dress up and wanting to put on lip gloss. And when she would see fingernails, she would want her fingernails painted too. And, you know, we thought it was cute. No issue. We had no issue with, you know, her wanting to do those kinds of things. And then around the age of 2, things started to progress at a quicker pace. And so each time that we would go to pick her up from preschool, she was fully outfitted in dresses and jewelry. And so I will say I was super stoked that we had such a wonderful childcare center that she was in, because she was allowed to, you know, experiment with her gender and play dress up and do those kinds of things and have access to them. So when I would go to pick her up from preschool, like I said, she would be dripping in, you know, just jewelry and clicky shoes and all kinds of stuff. And getting her to take that off to go home was usually a pretty gnarly struggle. And then around the age of 4, she started wanting to wear like leggings and headbands. She had this one headband she was completely attached to that she felt, I look back on it now and think to myself, gosh, I wonder when she put that headband on, she thought to herself, people see me for who I am. No one's going to misgender me now. And so it progressed. It just kept moving in that direction with more and more things that started showing more and more signs. She would say, when I wake up tomorrow, I'll be a girl. And we were kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. And my husband and I would be like, we gotta figure this thing out. And so kind of for that final test, my husband decided, you know what, we're going to figure this thing out. We're going to tap into this and see what happens. So he said, you know, I'm going to coach a T-ball team and I want her to be on it. And so I was like, all right, let's do it. Well, that didn't go over so well. She not only hated T-ball, she hated the uniform, she hated the hat.
Oh, okay.
Found everything in the trash multiple times.
Well, if he hated T-ball, then he must be a girl. There's no other explanation. Obviously, that was the final, right? That's when they knew. That was the final test, because there's no way a child could not like T-ball unless they're a girl. Turns out all my kids are girls, because none of my kids like T-ball. Even the kids that are playing T-ball don't like T-ball. That's why they're not interested in it. I didn't like T-ball either. But okay, well, I guess I'm a woman then. This is a weird way to find out. I never thought I'd find out this way. But you know, that's not the worst thing in the world. That means I can't be criticized anymore. I have more victim points than I ever thought I did. I have so much contempt for these people. The parents are the worst. She is an evil, despicable woman. I will continue to say people like this should be in prison, life imprisonment, you know, and I'm not satisfied with anything less than that. Life in a cage for this monstrous demon is what she is, because she wanted her child to be trans, and hell or high water, she was going to get it, because she wants her kid to be a fashion accessory for her, and she will destroy her son's life to do it. That's what this is. I know the more charitable interpretation is that rather than being a monstrous demon, she's just the dumbest on the planet, because that's the other potential, right? I mean, she's just so her and her useless, henpecked, emasculated, effeminate, ballless husband are two of the dumbest humans to ever live. That's the other possibility, because you would have to be that stupid if your 1.5-year-old son shows interest in shiny, pretty things, and so you start to think, maybe he's actually a girl. And then your little tiny son says, I'm gonna wake up as a girl tomorrow. And their response is, well, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Here's what you say to that. Oh, no, you're not. Son, you'll be a boy tomorrow because you're a boy. End of conversation. That's it. That's all you gotta say. So, are they really so stupid that they don't understand that? Or are they evil and they are creating this identity crisis in their poor, helpless son because it will make them feel better and they can virtue signal and make TikTok videos like this? I guess it's up to interpretation. I can't see inside their hearts or their souls. I especially can't see inside their souls because I don't think they have them. But I think ultimately, you know, I just don't think anyone is that stupid. I just don't. I don't believe it. So we can end on that fun note, as always.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.